8:10:16 p.m. in the East, streaming live on pride48.com. It's time for The Mix. My name is Daniel Brewer. I do not do this show alone. I do it with my good buddy, Adam Burns. Adam, how are you this evening?
I'm alive, but I'm thinking about getting treads for my steps up to my studio.
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. So you are you in danger of slipping in your old age? Are you worried you're going to break a hip?
Oh, my God. You know, I haven't talked about this on any of my podcasts.
Uh-huh.
The other day, it was a couple of weeks ago, I slipped and fell up the stairs. I'm surprised I did not have bruises all over. I mean, this was not a like a casual like soft slip. This was I was running up the stairs, mm-hmm. and I walk around the house in socked feet.
Yes.
And my stairs are just a smooth wood.
They are.
My foot slipped out from under me. I fell forward onto the stairs.
So why don't you get some of those socks with the little grippies on them? You know, the little, grippy socks.
I guess that would be another possible solution. But yeah. I've been looking at those carpet, but I don't know. Are those tacky? Are they old fashioned? Like, is that something you shouldn't
do? I mean,
I'm not really sure.
I remember distinctly last year when I got to your house for Christmas time, and we got there a little early, and you still hadn't taken the plastic off the couch until, you know, the little plastic protector cover on the couch that you keep on when company's not there. I don't know. I think the grippy socks would be the way to go. Hmm.
But then I'm always wearing socks. I don't wear shoes in the house. So that means all of my socks would need to be grippy socks.
Okay, then.
Because I don't wear the same socks every day.
Can't you scuff up the stairs or something? Like, the only reason they're slick is because they're waxed and stuff, right? They're shellacked.
I don't want to scuff up the stairs.
No. I'm just saying, the thing is, the thing that makes them
slick.
Like,
get a sander or something?
Yeah,
or
just run an orbital sander lightly over it. And then wipe it down so that you're not seeing the dust.
That's a horrible idea, Daniel. That is a horrible idea.
You know, Adam, my award-winning home improvement podcast that I like to do called Daniel Does It Himself is like, it's one of the top tips that I like to give out. You know, Adam, a lot of people listen to this show specifically because they are invested in whether or not I am still training properly for my upcoming series of races. And I want to let them know I'm there for you. I got you. I am still training. We had a bad week this past week because we had to do our long run on Saturday instead of Sunday. And the audience that is invested in my running. It's the royal we. The Saturday run, I'm supposed to do 12 cycles of running for a minute and six and then cooling down / walking for a minute and 54. I was unable, Adam. I was unable to do all 12 cycles.
Unwilling.
No. I cut my
11th. It could have been a mental thing.
Yeah, I cut my 11th cycle like 20 seconds short on running, and I hated myself for that for the rest of the day. Even though I ran further on that run than I've ever run previously, and you know everything else was good, but no, I cheated myself out of 20 seconds of running. I was very, very upset by that. But on Tuesday and Thursday, I was able to do my 8 cycles because I do short runs on Tuesday and Thursday. I was able to do my short cycle. So I'm hopeful that this Sunday, when I do my next long run, that I will once again be able to do all 12 cycles. And that's my running update, Adam.
Why were you unable? Were you just tired? Was there pain involved?
My body just would not lift its leg. It was just like, nope, you can't run any further. You're done. You're not running any further. I was gasping for air. I was, you know, it was very much like, nope, this is the 11th cycle. You've run for, you know, 50 seconds out of this 66 seconds and you're not going any further. Stop. You cannot go any further. So what I did was I decided to cut that cycle short so that I could actually complete my 12th cycles. Cause that bought me an extra 20 seconds of walking time, which is like recharge time between. So I was able to do my 12th cycle. So.
Well, sometimes you just need that extra 20 seconds. You know, I saw Zach join the Discord.
Yes.
And I cannot get over. So I was listening to level 13 earlier today.
Level 13. That is our secret.
I listen to level 13, but I don't listen to our show.
Right. It's our behind the scenes show, ladies and gentlemen, level 13.
And I cannot get over the fact.
Yes.
That Zach only watches an hour of TV a day. I cannot get over it. I was baffled. I heard it. I know I've heard it before because I was literally talking to you when we were recording it and it played in my ears today. And I was like, Sydney, because Sydney is the only one that's here.
Uh-huh.
How would we survive with only an hour of television a day? And she didn't know. Like, baffled.
She was like, you could feed me more. You could pet me more. You could play with my toys more. That would be cool. Now, in fairness, there are some nights where he will watch 2 hours of TV, but only, but there'll be a break in between. It would be like, you know, 1 hour and then maybe 4 hours later watching another hour of TV.
So. I literally could be a TV critic. I watch so much, but then there would be work involved in having to write an article.
Yes.
You know, yes. I mean, I don't know. I just...
This was a huge week for me. I don't know if you... I'm switching topics now in case that wasn't, you know, obvious to you. A huge week for me for announcement stuff. I don't know if you follow any of the conferences I do, but Microsoft Ignite was this past week. Adobe Max was this past week. So a whole bunch of things announced for things that I use every day, like Microsoft 365 and for the Adobe suite that I use all the time. A lot of cool shit hitting my products in the next few weeks.
I know that those conferences exist.
Yes.
I do not follow them. Sometimes I hear on podcasts that I listen to some of the things that happen, but I'm behind on Windows Weekly. I need to sneeze.
Okay.
I could have muted and I didn't.
I know you didn't. Keeping it real. Keeping it 100, Adam.
So I don't know exactly what was announced. I did hear that Adobe announced more AI stuff.
Yes.
Because that's the buzzword right now.
Yes.
So well, I know there's more things you can do.
In fairness, though, the Adobe Sensei stuff has been around in Photoshop for a while and it does a great job. A lot of our recent thumbnails on our YouTube channel, Zach's and mine, have use that Sensei technology to, I take a picture of the two of us and I say, take us out. And it's like, it automatically identifies and clips us from that picture so that I can put us on a new background. So it's like, and in a lot of cases, it's the same background. I just zoom us in, you know what I'm saying? So I cut us out, paste us on top of ourselves and then bring us closer so that you get more, you know, depth of field on the thumbnail. But it's, Adobe does all that. Photoshop's really, really good at that. But the new thing that I'm dying to try, because I inherited all of the old photos from my parents after they passed, and I've got to scan them in. And prior to this, what the holdup was is, you have to, every time you scan in a photo, you have to touch it up and clean it because the scanning or the photo paper doesn't hit the scanner right or whatnot. So it's got grains on it or it's got scratches on it or whatever. And you have to spend a lot of time.
Well, I mean, you don't have to. You could just scan them in and you could just.
You could if you wanted shitty. But the new filter that they have on Photoshop is a photo restoration one. So it takes care of scratches and moire and grain and stuff like that. On top of that, Google has the new unblur feature where they will actually take a blurry photo and then using facial recognition stuff actually like sharpen the picture. Between all those things, we were talking about TV. This is an aside real quick. I was watching this show tonight, right after work, called America in Color. No, America with Color. Have you seen this? It's on the Smithsonian channel.
No, I have not.
They take a bunch of old news reels and film from the time. By the way, Auntie Scott will hate this, but they take old, you know, news stories and they kind of walk you through decade by decade of the history of America. But the catch to this program is that they colorize all of the footage. So they digitally sharpen and colorize the footage so that when you're seeing, you know, Henry Ford on the assembly line, it's in color. It's like, it looks like a modern video of it, as opposed to a grainy black and white 1920 film that was taken of it. So it was really kind of cool.
Old time.
Yeah.
My mind imagines in black and white. It's almost like, I just think people were walking around in black and white in real life. Like that movie,
walking around very
Pleasantville.
Fast.
Yes. Was it Pleasantville where they were all in black and white? And then I just imagine that's just how it was back then. Everybody was black and white. So it must look weird for everything to be in color.
Welcome to watch. By the way, the reason that I ended up watching this is because there was a deal today, and you know, Adam, I love a deal. You know I love a deal. Paramount Plus, an annual subscription to Paramount Plus for $49.99. And that's without commercials. That's without commercials plan. $49.99 for a year of Paramount Plus. So that's, what is that, $4 a month? And then on top of that, you can add on Showtime for $25 for the year. And so I went ahead and added on Showtime. So that's why I ended up with the Smithsonian Channel thing. I think it came off the Showtime lineup. But the point is, $50 for a Paramount Plus year-long subscription to Paramount Plus, and that expires November 3rd. So you got about a week to do that deal. That's a bargain, Adam. That's a bargain. $4 a month. That's a bargain.
What do you have to do? Because I'm already a subscriber.
What is your subscription plan? Do you annual or are you monthly?
I pay monthly.
So basically, you go to this, you Google for the story, and then inside the story, there's a link. You click on that link that takes you to your Paramount Plus account, and you switch your plan to an annual, and then at checkout, you use the code that they give you, and that gives you a 50% discount on it. So...
Okay. Well, I don't swap, as we know, I don't swap in and out month to month. So that would actually save me money because I know you, you know, only allow yourself one streaming service per month or something.
We keep ridiculous. Disney. Yeah. We keep Disney Plus all the time. We keep Amazon all the time because of Amazon Prime, right? Because we pay for it with Amazon Prime. Those are the two services that we will always have. Then we rotate out the other ones as we need them. Now, right now, the weird thing is right now we actually have a lot of services because we just canceled HBO because there's only one episode left of the House of the Dragon, and we'll you know, our account won't expire before that, so we'll be able to see the last House of the Dragon. So we canceled HBO. We've had Netflix canceled for quite a while. Zach just bought a new iPhone, so I was like, hey, I think you get a 3-month free Apple TV Plus with that. So we added in his Apple TV Plus, so we're back to having Apple TV Plus for 3 months for free. And then I did this Paramount deal with the year-long thing. So at this point in time, our only monthly bills that we pay for streaming service is nothing. There's no monthly at this point in time because Amazon is yearly, Paramount Plus is paid for the year, and Disney's paid for the year. So it's just a case of we can either pick up Hulu or Netflix. We haven't had Netflix in a while. We might pick up Netflix again for a little bit while we wait for the next thing. So
cool. Well, if you get Netflix, you can't. You could watch The Great Canadian Baking Show I've been trying to find things to watch without Mark, and
I noticed on your show, your award-winning podcast, thegeekygay.com, that you did not, excuse me, the award-winning podcast is called The Geeky Gay. The website is thegeekygay.com. I noticed that you weren't watching any of the shows that I recommended that you watch, like Avenue...
What did you recommend?
Avenue 5. I forgot. Did you watch Avenue 5?
No, I forgot.
You need to watch Avenue 5.
Where was that?
That's on HBO Max.
Avenue 5.
Avenue 5.
Schitt's Creek has been, it's still not, I mean, it, I can watch it and have it be in the background and it's mildly amusing, but it's not drawing me in. Like everyone's like, oh, it's so good. It's such a good show. But anyway, Dan Levy is the young guy on there.
Yes.
Younger.
Yes.
I mean, he's not young, but younger.
He's the showrunner. Yes.
And he is one of the hosts of the Canadian Baking Show.
Oh.
I was looking for stuff to watch. And a lot of times I will download things, torrent them. You know, if I cannot see them in this country.
Yes.
I will pay for things if you give me a way to pay for something. But damn it, these countries that don't let you pay for their shows. I mean, what are you going to do? And they can't do anything to me. They're over there in Canada or whatever. But the thing is, I didn't want to do that. And I have ExpressVPN.
Yes.
So, you know, but it's kind of wonky because I did it. I've changed the location of my phone to Canada.
Mm-hmm. Let me just
say, came up in Netflix.
Let me say, I'm not going to watch the baking show. You should watch Avenue 5. I think you'll really enjoy that. Also, I really do think that you would enjoy this YouTube series called Jamie and Julia, which he's got 4 years worth of back channel stuff there. It's a guy teaching himself to cook by going through the Julia Child cookbook. He's very easy on the eyes, and he's also very personal.
I forgot about both of those things.
Yeah. Julia and Jamie, I believe his YouTube channel is called Anti-Chef. So just look for Anti-Chef. But the series is called Jamie and Julia.
Does he succeed?
Yeah, on some.
In teaching himself to cook.
On some. And it's like every Zach likes to say that every single recipe he fucks something up. He's like, he'll like be halfway through. He'll go, oh, no, I'm not supposed to do that. Oh, it's like, and so.
If it's been 4 years, you would think he'd be a pro chef by now. If he's, you know.
Part of his charm, man. Anyway, I think you would enjoy both of those things, Adam. I think you would enjoy both of those things. But that's all right. Let's move along here. Tell me about what it's like.
Well, that was actually kind of a segue. I was kind of working my way into it because I was saying, you know, I've been trying to. So that's one thing. So Mark has been gone. He left last week. So when we recorded, he had been gone less than 24 hours.
How many hours a night of TV does Mark watch?
We watch TV together. Everything Mark and I do is together. Mm-hmm. I know you and Zach like shut yourself up in separate rooms and you see each other occasionally, you know, but Mark
we
and I
eat
are
dinner together every night. We watch TV together every night.
We pass by each other in the hallway. What are you talking about?
We work in the same house. We work across the hall from each other. We see each other all day long, 24 hours a day, whatever.
No, the amount of TV that I watch is exactly the same amount of TV that Mark watches because we, other than working, we are together, you know, unless him more so than me, because I have some outside of the house activities like orchestra and sometimes the musicals that I play in and stuff like that, podcasting. But if I'm not up here working or podcasting or at orchestra, he and I are together. So we're sitting on the couch watching TV or we're walking at the park or we're whatever. But
both of them watch TV together at night for all their lives.
It has been.
Yes.
It has been a little bit of a struggle because I miss him.
Yes.
Having him around. Mm-hmm. But also, and I said this on my award-winning show, which is just Geeky Gay. It's not
thegeekygay.com.
You know, when I was single between Maddie and Mark, I was thinking I could just be single forever. This is great.
You could be
whatever
I want. You could be big fatty. You could be big fatty junior.
I can, you know, I can eat wherever I want. I can do whatever I want. I can wear whatever I want around the house. I can whatever. But now
you could make a daily podcast where you burp and fart on the microphone. Yeah. And
I think, well, you know, I need some alone time and I need some whatever. And Mark and I, since COVID, have basically been joined at the hip. You know, we both work from home, just like you and Zach. So I was thinking, oh, you know, this will be good for both of us. We'll get away. But I honestly, it's been kind of depressing because I'm trying to stick to the routines and not just completely become, you know,
all right, but think
single man. You know what I'm talking about? Like just laying around in your underwear, not doing the dishes. Everything's getting dirty and piling up because your partner's not there.
Think of the plus side. You can masturbate on the bed instead of like hiding in the bathroom doing it. Like you can, you know what I'm saying? You can really take your time, like watch some porn and, you know, play with some toys or whatever. And You know, I'm just saying.
Cyclone says pissing in the shower, but I don't do that because I've never sealed it. And now I'm thinking.
Oh, all right. Zach, if you're in the chat room here, maybe that's what we can get Adam for Christmas is grout.
You can
grout
seal sealer. My shower when you're here.
Get him some grout you sealer.
You can do it. That could be my, just bring it with you and then do it for me. And it'll be great. So I needed something to do. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to pull the trigger. And I'm going to buy. Oh, no, that's the next topic. I'm not going to go there yet. So anyway, I've been trying to find things to watch on TV. I've been trying to keep to my routine, and I have pretty much kept to the routine. I've been making the bed every day. I took out the trash.
Yeah.
I've walked Sydney, my dog.
Sounds like a country every western day. Song at this point in time.
I've done
the trash and walked the dog too.
I thought I would see my parents more because I thought this will be a perfect opportunity to see them because I don't have to. Because
you needed to be judged more?
because sometimes I don't go see them because I think I don't want to put Mark through that, you know?
Ah, okay.
And so I thought, oh, you know, I should go over there while he's gone and I, you know, and I'll see them. Mm-hmm. But honestly, it's a struggle. I have not been able to make myself go over there at all.
I just want to say this. Cyclone in the chat room, our executive producer, just said, dust the ceiling fans. I haven't talked to you about this, but it just made me realize that when we lost power for the hurricanes and our power stopped for like 5 days, we have like 16-foot ceilings in our living room, and we have a ceiling fan that hangs down quite a ways, and it does, you know, it goes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's like the ceiling fan that's in there. During the hurricane, when it stopped, there's like an inch of cake dust and dirt on the things. And it's easily 12 feet up in the air. So it's like to clean it, and it's right over our couch. So it's like if I were to clean it with a dust thing, I'm just going to be knocking dirt down onto the couch. So I need to like move the couch out of the way and put some stuff on the ground.
They sell a special duster thing that's on a pole and you can.
Yeah, but that's just going to fling it off down onto the couch. It's like
I think they make one. Well, it will, but I think they make one that's got two things and it's kind of fuzzy in between so you can actually run it across your fan blades.
But that's just going to push all the dirt down to the end and push it off. I feel like maybe there's something I could do with a shop vac, sure. Stand up on a ladder with a shop vac.
That sounds safe. Yeah, that's exactly what you should do.
I feel alone, like, I don't know, as well. Maybe I should hit it with a spray bottle so that the dirt kind of like, you know, drips down and
it gets muddy and then you have mud dripping onto your bed or whatever. Yeah, sure.
I did the worst possible thing though. I didn't do anything and now the power came back on and now the fan's spinning again.
You can't see it out of sight, out of mind.
All right, I'm so sorry.
Although,
so
you know it's flinging dust all over the room all the time.
Well, I mean,
you're constantly,
let's be honest, we have a cat and she flings dusts all over that.
So So anyway, all I'm saying is it's been a little difficult. I have a week to go, but I'm not really doing anything out of the usual, except I'm just alone. I'm just talking to Sydney. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, Sydney, it's just you and me. Mm-hmm. But I did. So I am going to segue now. I thought, OK,
yes.
Other than just sticking to my routines.
By the way, announcing that you're segueing is the best. That's the best way to segue.
I'm segueing, everyone. I'm segueing right now.
We need a sound effect for that. Like a segue going by.
So I'm a pretty judgmental person.
No.
And I don't, you know, in life, I'm Southern. We've talked about this before. I don't say things to people's faces. However, on podcasts, I tend to, my judgmental side tends to come out because I'm trying to be funny and I find judgmentalism to be funny.
Which is wrong, but okay.
But I let myself be a little more exaggerated probably than I normally would. But so there are things that I judge. And if I will admit that if I was driving along and I saw someone with an inflatable hot tub in their backyard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would call them names.
What kind of names would you call them, Adam?
I call them like white trash or something like that.
Oh my God.
I would come up with some things. And
What if it was Joe Batanz? Would you just call him trash? Because you couldn't call him white trash.
No, I mean, it's a specific type of person here in Arkansas. It's not just like anyone.
Okay.
And so I've had those kind of thoughts in my head. Like, oh, come on, don't buy enough. What are you doing?
Right.
And we have not been able to get, as we know, we have not been able to get a deck or a patio or anything because we don't have a design. We can't find someone to do the work.
Possibly do it without a design. Yes.
And I'm not going to go out and build a deck myself because I want to be able to sell this house when we need to sell it. I don't want to do some crappy because I will not do a good job.
That fake man and wife from Home Time did it. That's how I built my deck. And I just watched Home Time videos. I'm pretty sure you could watch a YouTube video on Home Time how to build a deck.
Also, we need a very large deck. I mean, this would be a massive undertaking.
You know what? I don't want to hear about your massive deck.
So I thought, you know what? I've seen these inflatable hot tubs. A regular hot tub will not fit on my porch, like the back porch. But these inflatable hot tubs, they would fit on my porch and they're cheaper. And so while we're waiting on getting a deck.
Yes.
I could get an inflatable hot tub. So I went on Amazon, as you do. I found a nice inflatable hot tub.
On Amazon. And, Amazon is the best at inflatable hot tubs.
I called the local hot tub store and you would have thought that I was crazy.
You would have thought, no, they were judgmental.
They were like, inflatable hot tubs? What are you talking about?
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you what your race is.
Sir, come on now.
I want to call you white trash.
We have real hot tubs here.
I want to call you white trash, but if you are any kind of a POC, I'll just call you trash.
So it came in on Wednesday. I put it together yesterday.
Yes. I mean, put it together. What, you...
No. Actually, for a trashy hot tub, it's very technologically advanced because the pump unit...
Yeah.
It has a way to use the pump unit to blow the thing up.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's basically, what a pump is.
You don't
is.
Have
yeah.
to. And also, you know, the pump is what blows the air bubbles. So
well,
it's
no,
got to have
it.
Air.
It's an air pump. Yeah. No, I got it. Yeah.
So I didn't have to sit there for 3 hours with my mouth up to the, you know, thing and blow it up. No, I just hooked up and I hooked it up. It wasn't easy. It took about an hour and a half to set everything up.
Uh-huh.
And by myself, it was kind of heavy.
Yeah.
It was a lot of vinyl.
A lot of heavy vinyl. Yep.
And set it over in the corner. It has a little placemat that you put under it.
Uh-huh.
And then you set it up and then you blow it up and all that kind of stuff. Now, I will say this. I'm kind of doing something dangerous right now.
Yeah. Okay.
It clearly states in the instructions, no matter what you do, do not hook this up to an extension cord.
Right.
It needs to be directly in the wall.
Right.
The plug is this big, Daniel. It is this big. The plug is the size of...
Photos for the Blind.
A brick.
Adam is holding his hands on either side of his head with a C formation to show that it was larger than his head. Is that Sydney?
Now it's Sydney. So I'm not supposed to talk about barking dogs in the background, Daniel, because apparently no one can hear them. And so I'm just supposed to keep quiet.
Whatever. I'll put them in post.
The plug is huge and this outdoor plug has a cover over it, you know, because outdoor plugs have a cover. And so the thing won't fit on the thing. And I just got one of those, you know, outdoor orange extension cords.
Right.
Even though it clearly says
don't do that.
And
I wonder why it's saying don't do that. I wonder if it is that it pulls so much amperage that extending the cable will then have more time for the cable to heat up and that would cause like a potential fire hazard. Or is it because like our executive producer was saying, like, is that big, huge plug like some kind of GFI device that will only work if it's plugged into the house? Like something about an extension cord.
It is a GFI plug. In fact, it says every time you go out and use it, you need to test it.
I feel like...
But does plugging it into an extension cord make the GFI not work?
I don't know. That, yeah, it's been a mystery. I feel like if you have an industrial, extension
cord... I mean, it's orange.
Right.
I mean, all of those orange ones
like,
are...
like one that you would plug a miter saw into, not like the little ones that you put in your house, like the little thin white ones that have three plugs at the end. Like if it's just...
It's not one of those.
If it's just a dedicated extension single plug cord, I think you're fine. I think what they mean is... when they say extension cord, they don't want you to plug it into like a power strip or like, you know, we only have one outlet outside. So we have like, you know, a 9-way splitter on the outlet and we're going to plug everything into that. I think that's more what they mean.
I mean, the other thing I could do is they do make those extender things where it's just a big piece of plastic basically that you just plug in and then it has
still an extension. It's still an extension cord, right?
It's not a cord. There's no cord.
Oh no, but it's still the same concept as an extension cord. I feel like you're safe with an orange extension cord.
I plugged
cord.
It in.
All right.
And I got everything screwed in. I filled it up with water. There was one bug. I got it out.
Yep. Now, when you got in the hot tub,
I haven't gotten in yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No. Because
you just did this today.
Well, I did it yesterday. But the instructions say that it needs 72 hours to heat up.
Oh wow.
The downside of inflatable hot tubs is they do not insulate very well.
Right.
So if you're in Minnesota and you want to have a hot tub, do not get an inflatable hot tub. But I think it'll be mild enough here that we should get some good use out of it. But anyway, no, it takes a while. But it said 72 hours, and I will say this. It had heated up to 104, which is the max.
Right.
By about 5 o'clock this afternoon.
So it's ready.
It's ready. But the thing is, they didn't include any chemicals with it. And now I'm thinking, do I need to put some chlorine or anything in it before I get in? It won't hurt me, but I'm just saying like, treat the water so that I'm not putting my bacteria all up in that water?
I mean, the water, the water that's in there now that you just put in there is clean, potable water. It probably has chlorine in it anyway. But that's what the chlorine and bromine and stuff is for, is to clean out any bacteria that you bring into the water after you use it. I don't know. I would Google online and see that. I would say you probably do need to put chlorine in it, or you need to swap out the water like every week or something.
Well, you have to put chlorine in it regularly, but I'm saying before I use it the first time, should I treat it first is what I'm saying. Yeah. You have to. No, there are all these chemicals. You have to buy a little tester thing. You get these strips and you put it in there and it tells you the pH balance stuff. Yeah. So I've got to do all of that, but they didn't include a starter. I thought they would include like a starter kit.
Yeah.
They didn't. So now I have to go. So anyway, not gotten in yet.
I think you're safe getting in it the first time without those chemicals. That's fine. I won't be
doing it tonight because I only like to hot tub when it's dark.
Right. Because that was my next question. So you're going to go into the hot tub probably naked.
I may.
Yeah.
I may.
Are you going to masturbate in the hot tub?
No. I don't like to do that when you ejaculate in water and it like sticks to things and then like it, you, no, I'm new. No. I don't do that in the bath. I don't do it in the shower. Mm-hmm. I don't like mixing water with,
so you'll
masturbation.
You'll pee in the shower. You just won't.
So anyway, I haven't used it yet, but tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day?
Tomorrow should be the day if I get it treated.
Yeah.
I will use it tomorrow and I will report back. I did buy some steps. My plan is to put some plants around it and some things to kind of hide the fact that it's an inflatable one. You know, buy some planter boxes and some.
Yeah.
Maybe put up a curtain. one of those outdoor curtains. So.
We all look forward to hearing about your hot tub next week.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact.
Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show. This is a segment of the show where we play your voicemails, read your emails, and otherwise talk about your engagement with us. Adam, I know that we have one very long email this week coming to us from our good friend, Kathy Bacon, but I feel like maybe there's another email that I should get to first, because Kathy Bacon's email, that was like a novel. Did you read it?
No, because I want to be surprised for the show.
It's a novel. She mentions her award-winning podcast. No.
You know what we should have done?
Yes.
Well, this was on Level 13, so those of you who don't listen to Level 13, you won't know this, but you talked extensively on Level 13 about how these voiceover actors on Fiverr.
Yes.
You know, that you could charge much less and make a lot of money and all this kind of stuff. We should have hired a Fiverr person
to read the email.
Wait.
Can't you plug it into that AI that we talked to, that you told us about last week?
It takes a while though. If it's long, because it has to.
It could start now, because I'm going to read another email, and then we could always get to her email last.
I don't know if there's a word limit. I could try.
You could try it and see. I've got to figure out where my.
Oh, it's a limit of 75 words. I think that would take.
I feel like her email is way more than 75 words. I gotta find a thing. Where's the music folder? This PC music. There it is. So I have to hold open my Bluetooth connection, and I keep forgetting to do this. So I just. One moment, please, ladies and gentlemen, as I fumble around trying to find. There we go. Good to know that Windows Media Player still works on Windows 11. All right. So what I got this email this week from a friend of the show, Big Fatty, from the Big Fatty Online podcast. And he says, I'm not sure if these are better quality or not. So this is in response to me trying to find an original pristine copy of the Contact theme song that we use, which comes from the PBS show 321 Contact. Big Fatty sent me a link to a website called televisiontunes.com. So what I need to know from you guys, and you can let us know in email, it's just a simple, better or worse. That's all you have to send in your email. Let me know, do you think that this is a better sounding theme song than the one that we have here? Here it is. It's, go. Not that part, this part.
3, 2, 1! Contact is the secret.
Now, is that better than
3, 2, 1, contact?
I feel like mine's a little brighter. You know what I'm saying?
It's not better.
Yeah, I don't think it's discernibly better. Thank you very much, though, Big Fatty, for sending that to us. Yeah, it's one of those things. Here's the most maddening part is that there is a YouTube video out there about 3, 2, 1 contact segment of them making their own theme song. And they show like the whole orchestra recording it and playing it and, the singer singing it and and I'm like, oh my God. And it's a shitty sound quality. I was just like, if I could just get a DVD of 3, 2, 1 contact, I could like actually lift the audio from it decently. Anyway, it's not important. What is also important, Adam, is that we got an email last week that asked us a question. Because it was our 100th episode, and we had a lot of voicemails to get to, I feel like we short shrifted this person, because they did ask you know, a question, and we didn't really address it. So I would like to I would like to rectify that now. By this is an email that came to us last week from Tony. Says, "Hello again. I use Google Podcasts for all my podcasting needs. It only shows shows through June 3rd. So this is in reference to Tony had called us or had tweeted us or emailed us and said that he could only get 10 episodes of Level 13. So it has something to do with Google Podcast. And I think he's good. All right. I hope you both are doing well this week. It's been a busy week with me at work, although not busy enough for me to be bored, and thought I would drop Mix Minus a line to give you some good quality content. I know that you are both techies, so my question to both of you is this." Here's the question, Adam. This is the thing that we just kind of, you know, zipped over. By the way, he ends this email with a dad joke. Do you want to hear the joke?
Well, why don't you read the whole email and then read the dad joke?
No, I'm saying the dad joke is separate. Do you want to hear the dad
joke?
Sure,
yeah. Let's hear the dad
joke. Hey, Adam, why did the one-eyed teacher quit teaching?
I don't know, Daniel.
Do you have the rim shot ready? Because he only had one pupil. Okay, so here's Tony's just look on Adam's face.
There it is.
Here's the question that he asked both of us. What smart home ecosystem are you both currently using? I have heard an Alexa mentioned, maybe Google Assistant also. Just curious if you're more Google, Apple, Amazon, Samsung, etc. smart home fans. I myself am totally Google dependent. Everything I have is Google. Just wondering about you two. Maybe some healthy debate on who's best. Smart home ecosystem. Both Amazon, both Alexa and Google understand our home. Like I could ask either one of them to turn off lights and stuff and they would do it. It's like, cause it's a standard, like all of the bulbs I have will work with either. However, smart home wise. Yeah. In our house, we use Google more than anything. We have 5 Google, what do they call them? The little hub, you know, like the little, what do they call the Google things that you talk to?
The home?
Yeah.
Google home.
Those little home pucks or whatever. We have like 5 of those around the house. Well, 4 of them and one of them is a video one. But we have like 5 of those around the house. And the weirdest thing to us is that we will be standing in a room 5 feet away from one of those homes and ask a question. And then the one upstairs down the hall will answer. It's just like, I'm right here. It's like, I'm right next to you. How do you, anyway, that's not important. Yeah, we're pretty much a Google Home here. Adam, what about you?
I do have a Google Home right there, but when the Echo first came out, I bought the very first one.
Yes. The tall cylinder one.
The tall cylinder.
That's the only one we have is that original tall cylinder.
And I believe that was before the Google Home came out. And so I was already familiar. I had already set everything up. I had already done all that. And we had bought, you know, the small ones, the little Echo Minis for other rooms. And so I think they're comparable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. Other than the Google Assistant is smarter than Alexa, but that's you know.
Okay, sure. I don't use Google Home enough to compare the two, but I would even say the light switches that I bought, the fancy ones with the screen on them, they have Echoes built in. Yeah. Although for some reason it's limited functionality, which the things that it decides it can and can't do is weird to me because it's what? Yeah. Like it.
I will say for a long time, the Echoes had way more options on their routines that you could, like the built-in routines that you could set. Like Google Home didn't have a way to say, I want this to happen 30 minutes after sunset. Like, you know, it didn't have any kind of like knowledge of the outside world. It was just like, you could turn it on at a certain time or whatever, but you couldn't base it off of like sunset, sunrise. And Alexa did. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm setting off everyone's thing. Not for you, Alexa. Not for you. In case that triggered her the second
That's
time.
That's why I say Echo.
No, I get it.
That word does not trigger.
But I didn't. What was I saying? Now you made me forget. Oh, I don't remember what I was saying. What was I saying?
I don't know. I don't know. You were saying something about
Having
smarts to know the outside world.
For the longest time, Echo did have it and Google didn't. And so I would have half the routines for our home on Alexa, God damn it, on Echo, and then the other half on Google Home. But now I have everything on Google Home because Google finally decided to understand sunrise and sunset. All right. I'm sorry.
We have the big one, the big huge one that's got a speaker on it and all that. We have that in the living room. We have the one with the screen on it is in the bedroom. We use that for a clock. Yeah. And we also, you know, use it to wake us. Well, now that Mark is away, I'm using it for an alarm clock, but he uses his phone. And then I have the switches, like I said, they have them in there. We have one in Mark's office.
Nice.
And we do have the problem that when we say the A word,
yeah,
sometimes more than one will respond, or the wrong one will respond.
Yeah, that's highly annoying.
And then you're like, I'm not in that room. But no, they all work. I think the trick is really, and I know he wasn't really asking for advice, but I think the trick is really, it doesn't matter, but you just want to make sure the smart home products that you buy are compatible with whatever you've got. Because some of them may not be, the cheaper ones especially, may not always be compatible with, you know, everything.
Well, anyway, so thank you for the email, Tony. Hopefully he's a Google person, so he sides with me, I think is what we...
Also, if you have Echoes, you can talk to Auntie Scott.
It's true. You can say Echo, send a message to Auntie Vera Charles. Here's my question for you, Adam. Is the phone call, do I start from the top or do I start from the bottom?
You always start from the top.
Always start from the top, except that one time when I didn't. Okay, here's our first email.
I do have audio, I think, for Kathy Bacon's email. So whenever you want to put that in, I think I have it.
Okay. All right. I feel like it just came in. It came in the most recent, so let's get through the phone calls first. So
okay.
Here's our first phone call.
Let me see. It's a sad week for the music world. We just shared the sad loss of former Slipknot drummer Joey Jordison, J-O-R-D-I-S-O-N.
What are you reading?
And Dusty Hill dead, age 72, ZZ Top. Don't we all just love ZZ Top? They sing that one song.
They sing several songs.
And since he's kind of your age, Daniel, you should know him. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
We miss Chris.
I'm going to hang up before.
What was the name of the ZZ Top person? Because I'm not seeing.
Dusty. It's not Dusty Rhodes. He was a wrestler. Dusty. Anyone? Did anyone hear the ZZ Top drummer? Dusty somebody?
Well, Dusty Hill died in 2021.
Oh, well, that's who she's talking about. So no. That's an old death. You can't call us in from some 2021 death. You don't get to do that.
July 28th, 2021.
You don't get to do that. And what was the other one? What was the first one?
I don't know. But it wasn't a name that I recognized, so I'm going to say no. I didn't recognize the name.
Adam says no. Okay, let's go to our next phone call. It comes in to us from this person.
Hey, Adam and Daniel. This is Gary. Whoever died, it was a circuit of death. Talk to you later. Bye.
It was a what? Whoever died, it was a circus death? What?
A circuitous death?
I'm not sure what he just said. Circuitous?
Oh, wait. Hold on. I think I know what this is. Hold on, Adam. I think you're going to be blown away by this. I have to get to this browser over here. Let me go to this website here, and let me look here, and let me read the description from our last episode that says, I will give you one more chance to bump up the death phone pot. If you work the word circuitous into a voicemail this week, I will add $2 to the pot and give you an entry to the contest. So congratulations, Gary Bearden.
Did Kathy say the word circuitous? Because maybe that's what she was doing.
No, she did not. That I heard. Okay. Did she?
I don't know. I didn't know you had done that thing, so I wasn't listening for the word circuitous.
I'd forgotten. So I wasn't listening for the word circuitous either. Let's go to our next voicemail, shall we? Here we go.
Hello, Daniel and Adam. This is Angela, aka Angela to be packed on Twitter.
Yay!
I'm calling while technically emailing a message to wish you a unfortunately belated congratulations on 100 episodes.
Aw, thank you.
And wanted to say I can't wait to listen to many more. Have a great day, guys. Bye-bye.
Many more. Like, not 100 more. She doesn't want to commit to 100 more. She's like,
many. Well,
many.
It depends.
A few. It depends on... like a few more, you know, like six or seven more. Like a dozen.
You know,
like a dozen.
I always wondered, and maybe I asked this before, but to be pecked.
Yes.
Is she henpecked? Because I believe that was a saying back in the day, although I don't know what it means.
Wow.
I don't know what it means, but there was a saying, henpecked. Someone is henpecked. I don't know what that means. It was just a saying.
You know, you could ask. Then, she's on Twitter. I follow Angela
also,
to be pecked on Twitter. I think so.
A peck is like a kiss. Mm-hmm. So is she saying she likes to be given pecks on the cheek? Is her last name Peck?
I don't know.
I
don't know. Maybe she set up her account when she was engaged to Gregory Peck and she was going to be pecked. She was going to, you know.
Oh, once she was going to be pecked.
Right. Once she was, you know, it was like, because of our patriotic, you know, not patriotic. What? Paternal.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
I was trying to say patriarchal. Patriarchal society and I ended up saying patriotic. Society.
Yeah, that too.
Angela, thank you so much for the voicemail. We do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We always love hearing from listeners and especially ones that we follow that we never hear from. So thank you, Angela. We do appreciate it. Let's go to our next one here, shall we?
Says, hey, I changed my, because as we know, I always have this problem where TSA is like, no, you cannot. Like, you
appears to be from you.
Hi, Daniel, by the way. Hi. Love you. Love your work.
Oh, thank you.
But listen.
He called United and said, hey, I changed my name.
Adam,
documentation because I was natural.
I don't know what is going on. There's no birds, you're right, but I just heard this. What is with you two and your names? I mean, I don't know
our
how
name?
You're going to be a travel agent when you don't realize that you can't just willy-nilly chop and change the names on tickets. That's how they get you. You get a ticket for a good price. The small print, it always says you can't change your name. Mind you, right now you're saying multiple times you change your name, but I don't think you did. I remember a lot of podcasts where you couldn't change your name, you turned up at the airport, your ID was wrong. Oh, I feel so sorry for Mittens. He's probably stranded right now somewhere in America.
No, he's not. He made it. He made it to Manila.
Oh, dear. Okay, Woodhaven, bye.
But
Scotty, your Aussie Battler.
Yep, there's like another 10 seconds of this song.
The United States wouldn't let me back in.
He's
going
to make us listen to ourselves.
This is riveting. I can't stop it. It's just... I'm on the edge of my seat because I know
somebody should give him his own podcast.
No, executive call. When you say Woodhaven, that's the end of the call. That's the end of the call. Woodhaven is the end of the call.
You know, I Scotty is incorrect because so the time that they were not able to change my name, I was actually in Iceland. And what happened was they told me you have to call customer service because they have to, which is I think that is the most ridiculous thing in the world. Why should you have to call customer service and talk to someone over the phone, which is clearly less secure? How do they know who you are over the phone? You're standing in front of a person at the booth and they're looking at you and looking at your ID and they can compare and see that you're the same person.
Could be a fake photo.
But then you have to call on the phone to someone that cannot see you. But anyway, I was in Iceland. Mm-hmm. I had to call and...
Wait, where were you?
I was in Iceland.
Okay, I know you wanted to work that into the sentence as
Iceland,
many times as you can.
Iceland. I was in Reykjavik.
Really? Reykjavik. I've heard of that
Reykjavik.
Before. Where's that located?
It's in Iceland.
Oh, in Iceland. Oh.
Now, I wanted to work it in. Of course I did. However, subconsciously, it's not like I was thinking, oh, I'm going to work in Iceland. But it was only a layover. But, you know, I chose that flight because it had a layover in Reykjavik.
You should change your Twitter name. You should change your Twitter name right now to Adam to be laid over.
Adam to be laid over?
Yeah.
So anyway, the timing would not work. They could not get my name changed quickly enough because the flight was leaving.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't get a customer service agent on the phone. So I just took my chances and they didn't notice.
Well, there you go.
When I was going through and they let me on anyway. But I have been able to change my name because the other times I was stopped by security, I went back to the lady and I'm like, hey, they said I can't go through security. And they were like, click, 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 tap, tap, tap. And they changed my name. Anyway, Mark made it. He's at a resort right now.
Everybody made it where everybody needed to be. Let's get to our last phone call here, Adam.
Since no one died this week that I know of, that I saw. Yeah. Daniel, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Let's just say, for instance, someone was opposed to above-ground swimming pools.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were four blow-up hot tubs.
Yeah.
Would you say or agree, or would you come to the conclusion that person who would buy a blow-up hot tub probably shouldn't diss an above-ground
pool.
Swimming pool?
Yeah, yeah.
I was just wondering.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Asking for a friend.
Right, yeah.
Woodhaven.
Yeah. See, that's the proper way to do it, Scotty. She said Woodhaven. Call ended.
I would like to point out.
I'm sorry, Adam. I believe this was a question to me. It's like a caller took the time to call into our show. And
it was a backhanded question, Daniel. Question she knew I was going to be on the other end of this
to me. She
podcast.
Asked me a question. Do I think that someone who has been judgmental about above ground pools should not get shit for then buying a blow up hot tub? I feel like
they should. I agree. I didn't buy it from Habitat for Humanity though, so I think we're good there. But I want to say that on my own podcast, Geeky Gay,
at thegeekygay.com,
I did make the point that I'm trying to become less judgmental. And that I should not be judgmental against people who have bought above ground pools. I did make that very statement.
I applaud also, you. I applaud you for trying to do the exact opposite thing that you did at Bible camp, which was be more judgmental.
Also, I am secretly judging myself for this hot tub.
Oh, it's not that secret. Adam, like I do that. I'm going to get your back on this. I totally, like when our microwave went out, we could have gone down to Home Depot and gotten, it's a built-in microwave. Like it's a range hood microwave, it goes above the stove. And I was like, well, yeah, we could have gone down there and spent $800 or $900 on, the same model and come and put it back in or whatever. But I was like, no, it's white and I don't want white. Like, we're going to swap out the range. So let's not. So we just went and bought like a little $40 Walmart microwave because all we ever use it for is to heat up cat food. So we have that sitting on the counter, even though there's a very expensive, what?
How does that relate to my hot tub? I don't.
I know that cheap little microwave on my counter is just a holding thing until I can get.
Oh yeah. This is a holding hot tub.
Yeah. If you would let me finish. Your blow up hot tub is just, it's a placeholder for what will eventually become a real hot tub.
Yeah, it will. I need a deck. I need a
massive deck.
Otherwise, I would have one. But
massive deck.
I was going to say something else. You just snuck something in, Daniel.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That flabbergasted me just now. And I want to know.
Okay.
Why are you heating up cat food in the microwave? What kind of cat do you have? I must have my cat food at a warm, toasty, 120 degrees.
So she eats a half can in the morning and she eats a half can in the evening. And between those times, we refrigerate it. Like, do you want her dinner every night to just be...
Who heats? Yes.
Do you want her dinner every night to just be refrigerated?
Okay, come on.
Cat
who
food?
Who heats their... Other than you. Who heats their pet food
before they give it
to their pet?
You bring it up to mouse temperature for the cat. Like you have. I mean, it's not piping hot. You just need to get it to be.
Isn't that even dangerous if you bring it up to? Because bacteria can grow if you don't get things over a certain.
What
I if you don't get over a
all
certain
right, a cat's
temperature?
Stomach, right, a cat's digestive juices are way different than ours because they eat like dead birds and mice in the wild, right? It's like they eat the entire thing, which means that they're
there again. Why are you heating up her food? She eats dead mice and birds in the wild. You don't need to be
because
heating
they would not be frozen.
But they're also not
cold. Poor thing.
That is crazy.
All right, here's the other thing.
You are a crazy cat lady, Daniel.
The other thing is a cat won't eat what a cat can't smell, and if you warm up the food, then it has a better smell.
Do you do like the Fancy Feast commercial where you put down a placemat and you serve it in a crystal goblet with, you know, a candle there and a rose? You know.
Okay, wait. She does have a placemat. It's a haunted mansion one from Walt Disney. It says, "Feed me, foolish mortals." And it's a big place because she's messy. Like when she eats, she like scatters food around. So the placemat is there to catch the food that she scatters around.
Okay, so, No Dan says he eats his dog food.
Thank you, No Dan. Night.
I don't know you people. I don't know who does this. I think you're lying, but whatever. Sure.
I feel now I know. Sydney just gets ice, you know, refrigerated goop every
night. She doesn't get that nasty wet food. She gets dry food.
Oh, poor Sydney.
The wet food, first of all, it's unhealthy. It would get stuck in her hair. We'd constantly be having to, it's not good for them.
Oh, yeah. You've decided that, you know, fresh meat is not good for them.
It's not fresh meat. You're not buying steaks or going out and killing a cow.
You don't know what kind of cat food we buy. Anyway.
Cyclone says Sydney tries to eat rocks. Now we know why.
Exactly. It's rocks. This is just the normal food that they give me because I don't know anything because I've never had good food. Adam, I feel like there's one last, it was an email and I was buying you time to get it all like ready to go.
Daniel. With
it. Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay, I'll rewind it.
Daniel.
Yes.
All the questions on the Super Secret Society, aka Level 13.
Yes.
I don't know how long it takes you to read or if you will read this on the show.
Yes.
So guesstimate and maybe my haters can go refill their drinks and empty their bladders.
Right.
To be compared to Baron Frosty is like being stabbed in the heart with a toothpick a million times. But whatever. Thanks, Adam. I did not advertise my marital status because there is a huge story behind it all. Uh-huh. But I will tell you the shortened version of it. There is no doubt I was done dirty for a lot of years, and he knows it. So, I did not have to get a divorce, but I wanted to secure the property,
right.
Which I got everything.
Yes.
Rightfully so. Contrary to what any misogynist thinks, I sold about $100,000 worth of property for about $60,000 and then put the max in my retirement in 2020 and 2021, and bought my fancy car and put down $15,000.
All right, can you pause it?
I sold a hot tub.
Yeah.
Is there a way to speed it up? Because she's.
I feel like she's being very serious here, and maybe I didn't read the email before,
she
so now
is.
I feel bad
yeah,
about doing it. In a...
That's what I'm saying. Maybe we shouldn't do it in that voice because that voice sounds
and
like
I just picked a random voice.
Can you do it? Like, is there like a Dame Judi Dench voice or something like older, proper British woman? I feel like it would sound better if it was read in an old. Proper British woman's voice. Like, do we have like a Maggie Smith voice or something like that that we could give to her?
Well, the thing is, I'm muting myself. I don't know why I'm doing that. Yeah. The thing is, I can do a UK or a Welsh accent.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference between the two?
I don't know. Just take the first paragraph and just slap it in there, and you know, that shouldn't take that long to process, right?
Well, we'll just
Daniel.
Daniel, all the questions on the Super Secret Society are level.
No, needs to be older. Needs to be older. It's like Daniel, all the questions of the old Secret Society, aka the level 14. Why did she suddenly become Cockney?
There's one called Kathy. I could.
Oh well, that's perfect. That's Kathy Bacon right there.
Daniel, all the questions on the Super Secret Society, aka level 13.
Yes,
that was just a preview.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that one. I like that. Anyway, Kathy, I read the whole email, Kathy. I don't think we should play the whole email because it's quite long. And it gets quite personal. But she did. I want you to notice this. Just skim that email that she sent me or sent us. And just skim it and see how many times she mentions her award-winning podcast. She mentions it like 5 times in there, and yet she still has not sent me any audio. I know in there she's like, oh, then you can tell me what soft, you know, what to buy. Kathy, all you need, you just take your cell phone, download a recorder program, record yourself talking into your cell phone. I will take care of the rest.
So she does say, since we're not reading the whole email, she answered a question. She did not move. She is now working remotely.
Right.
So.
And now you know.
And I don't remember if we talked about that in level 13 or if we talked about that on the show, because I feel like it might have been a level 13 thing.
Level 13
I'm feeling burpy. But.
Which, you know, is something that that we have, level 13. You should join it if you want. All you have to do is send us an email, contact at mix-podcast.com and say, hey, I want to join level 13 and we will set you up. Thanks you for everyone who called. Thank you for everyone who sent an email. We do appreciate it. And now let's leave this room. Shit, that's the news game.
3, 2, 1. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Adam.
Daniel.
You'll be happy to know. I don't know if I talked about this on level 13 or the show last week, but my nephew put his house up for sale and he ended up getting asking price for it, which was a crazy number. And so he ended up selling his house, and which is great for him. Bad for us because that's where we park our RV. So we've been trying to find a new home to put an RV, and people want to charge stupid money to let you park your RV in their little gravel lot.
I would imagine.
What would you think? Yeah. What would you think a per month cost to park an RV in a gravel?
I feel like you either talked about this on the show last week or you talked about it in level 13.
Yeah, probably something.
Because I remember, but it was. I want to say $200 a month.
Yeah, it's over,
or something
$200,
like that.
Over $200 a month. And but one of the gay campgrounds that we go to, they have a thing where it's only $600 for the year, and they'll keep it all year. So I just couldn't get them to return my phone call. I finally got that all sorted out. So Adam, two different pieces of information for you. Number one, November 4th, we will not be having a show, because I will be camping that weekend. Because we're taking our camper Lilo, that's her name. We're taking Lilo down to her new home for the year, which is Camp Mars. So we'll be taking her down there for the weekend and then leaving her there, and she will stay there for months. Anyway, so we finally have a home. I know a lot of people were, you know.
Do you know this song? I just had to.
Love on every hand. Exchange the land of heartaches for the land of pleasures. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land.
Who the fuck is Canaan?
Every time you say you're going camping, I think of that song. Ooh, because
who
when
is
I grew
this
up,
Canaan?
It's somebody in the Bible. And so when I was growing up, I went to a Pentecostal church.
Yeah.
First Assemblies of God or First Assembly of God, whatever.
I thought they played like rock and roll music.
And that was one of the, no, like one, a Pentecostal, it's different. So we sang the song a lot. And so every time you say, oh, we'll be camping, I think in Canaan's happy land. That always comes to my mind every time you say that.
I feel like that's, I don't know. If there was a twink, I feel like that, Canaan is a twink's name. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that would be like somebody like, hey, me and my boyfriend Canaan, we went out, and we'll be like, what is he, like 18? Is he like 18? It's like, because that's a young name. It's like, because you know how people are, like these millennials are naming their child, their children now. It's like they come up with all these crazy things. I feel like Canaan just sounds like, you know what? My people that I play D&D with are pregnant and they're going to have a son. And so I think I suggest to them, you should name him Canaan.
Canaan, yeah.
Canaan.
It's a biblical character. I'm not sure who, but Apparently, Canaan had a happy land.
Had a happy. You can go camping. You can go camping in Canaan
every day. Canaan land. Every day you could be camping
in Canaan land.
Exactly.
News game. It's the news game. It's the news game. What question? Willie ask. It is the Mix Minus News Game. This is a segment of the show where Adam will read me five questions from the New York Times News Quiz, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will come up with the answers. These are multiple choice questions. I will attempt to answer them without needing the choices, but I'm always free to ask for the choices. Afterwards, we will play a bonus round. Adam will read me the contents of a Trivial Pursuit card, and I will try to answer as many of those as I can in 60 seconds. And if you're thinking to yourself, Daniel, it sounds like you're getting the short end of this deal, because all Adam's doing is reading stuff. You're the one that's having to think and, try to do things. You're right. You're absolutely right. Adam, what is our first question on the old news quiz here this evening?
Well, I would like to inform the listeners who think you're getting the short end of the stick here.
Yes.
That I like to save my trivial knowledge for when I beat you at Trivial Pursuit. So, you know, I do what I can. Mm-hmm. Do what I can.
Okay, great.
You know what? I was not aware of this until I read this question just now.
Just now.
Liz Truss resigned on Thursday.
Yes, she did.
Making her the shortest serving prime minister in British history.
Yes.
How long was she in office?
Like a month, like barely a month. Like what are my choices? Because I have to get as close as I can.
You have 6 days, 6 weeks, 16 weeks, 6 months, or 6 years.
So it wasn't 6 days. Was it 6 weeks? Is that
your answer?
Yeah, 6 weeks.
Are you asking?
No. So is that the next one? Yeah, 6 weeks.
That is correct. Yes, that is the next one, and that is correct. She was in office for 44 days.
Yep. No, we had a conversation about this the other night. I had to look up. Do you know who the shortest serving president of the United States was? They only served for 30 days.
I do not.
Harding.
Lovely.
He died 30 days into office. He died.
Vladimir Putin.
Yes. Or Putin.
Russia's or Putin. Yeah. There's a podcast I listen to, and they make fun of this guy that says, Vladimir Putin, anyway, declared martial law in how many illegally annexed Ukrainian regions?
All of them. I want to say it's like three of them, but
One? Is it two? Is it four? Is it seven? Or is it 10?
I'm going to go with four because... I was thinking three, and that's the closest to three.
That is correct, Daniel. Okay, it is four.
Four. That is two correct questions, Adam. Do I have another? Can I have another?
Number three. Daniel Snyder, an NFL franchise owner, is facing pressure to sell what team after multiple investigations into workplace misconduct?
I have no idea.
Is it the Green Bay Packers?
Uh-huh.
The Indianapolis Colts,
uh-huh.
The New England Patriots,
uh-huh.
The San Diego Chargers,
uh-huh.
Or the Washington Commanders. Is that the new name of the Redskins?
No idea. Absolutely no idea. The Colt Packers.
You can't mix two. You need to give me just one.
The Fudge Packers, the Packers. What is it? What are they called? The
Green Bay Packers. No, it is not. It is the Washington Commanders. Snyder is the owner of the Washington Commanders. The Colts owner, Jim Irsay, this week became the first NFL team owner to call for removing Snyder from the league.
Fucking sports question. Why is there always a fucking sports question?
Millions of Americans have visited a newly launched government website over the past week to apply for what?
A newly launched government website to apply for probably student loan forgiveness, but what are my choices?
A national voter ID card, entry into the 2023 federal duck stamp contest, insurance under the Affordable Care Act, NASA's astronaut candidate program, or student loan forgiveness?
Yes, student loan forgiveness. Had that not been on there, I was really tempted to go for the duck one because I know that that duck stamp thing is like serious business.
Number five.
Yes.
President Biden said this week that if Democrats add to their control of Congress in the midterm elections, his first bill would do what?
Abolish Republicans. What are my
if only?
Yeah, what are my choices?
Ban assault weapons. Codify abortion rights nationwide. Create a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. Establish a universal pre-K program. Or expand permitting for oil and gas drilling.
Yes, the abortion one. The codify the abortion. Yeah.
That is correct, Daniel.
That is correct, Adam. That is 4 out of 5, which in anybody's book.
4 out of 5.
In anybody's book, that is an A. Let's go here. Let's put 60 seconds up on the big. What I'm trying to say, Adam, is I don't even need this bonus round. It truly is just a bonus. Here we go, Adam.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What country has the lowest percentage of land devoted to farming? Canada, Ireland, or Japan?
Japan.
Canada.
Yeah.
Who's the adopted son of Vito Corleone?
Sonny?
Tom Hagen. What political system was gradually dismantled in South Africa starting in 1989?
Apartheid.
Correct. What do leukemia sufferers have too many of?
Red blood cells.
White
blood
cells.
Oh, yeah, those. White.
Who sang Happy Days Are Here Again at the 1986 Miss America contest before falling upon hard times?
Anita Bryant?
Vanessa Williams. What 45-year-old former boxing champion was said to have hands of pebble in 1996?
I don't even know a boxer. Rocky?
Roberto Duran.
Okay.
Or Duran.
All right. Well, Adam, that was...
You got one.
I got one. And if you recall, I did get 4 correct out of the initial 5, which gives me a perfect score of 5 out of 5. So, you know, that's how we do the old news quiz here. I just want to say a little behind-the-scenes stuff. Adam refuses to play Trivial Pursuit with me ever again because he beat me the one time. And so he doesn't want to ruin his claim that he beat me at Trivial Pursuit.
I have a record to uphold. You know.
No, I don't. There's a thing that I have to punch to do this thing. Adam, each and every week, our executive producer, Cyclone, sends us an exhaustively researched package of facts and words and things. This is all things that have happened on October 21st of a certain year. This is from the Mix Minus Research Center Archives and Test Kitchen. Adam, happy National Archives Day.
Yeah, happy National Archives Day. I have an archive behind me.
It's also International Day of the Nacho. Just in case, you know.
You know, can I just say something about Chili's?
Are you going to say... Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, nachos are horrible because the meat makes them soggy and they're all soggy.
Oh, well, no, I that's true. I don't like nachos in general. But the chips at Chili's...
Yeah.
...have gone downhill.
They have.
Or at least here, because they're bitter. I don't know what kind of oil they're frying these things in. And I don't know if the Chili's here locally is. I used to love the chips at the corn chips that you would use for nachos if you were having such a thing.
Yeah, I've noticed.
We're good.
I've noticed the last
they're
few
bitter.
Times. Yeah.
They're like bleh. It's like they're burned or the. I'm not sure. Anyway,
I've noticed
horrible.
The last few times at Chili's that the chips have not been very like. I don't know that they're bitter, but what will happen is a lot of them aren't crispy. They're kind of like you bite in them and they're like kind of floury. It's like they're not. Kind of oily and floury, like, oh, this isn't fully cooked. Anyway, shame on you, Chili's. It's also, and I'll say finally, Adam, it's Global Iodine Deficiency Disorders Prevention Day.
You know, I'm glad somebody's raising awareness for this because I really think we need to promote
iodine deficiency disorders.
Global iodine deficiency disorder prevention.
Yeah.
Because not enough people know how to prevent it.
GID. Global iodine deficiency disorders. GID. Do you suffer from it? GID.
You know what? We switched to that, the kosher salt.
Yeah.
Or sometimes we do sea salt. Those don't have iodine in them, right? So Mark and I could be having iodine deficiency.
And not even know it.
What does that cause?
There are several sources of iodine in fish, including cod and tuna, shrimp and seaweed, and dairy products. I'm sure you eat enough dairy products to get enough.
I mean, I eat some cheese occasionally.
Let's see. Iodine insufficiency is more prevalent in the Western Pacific, Southeast Asia, and Africa than everywhere else in the world. I don't actually know what it causes. I have no idea what...
Oh my God, the reason I've been gaining weight is because I'm deficient in iodine. It says right here...
No, it doesn't.
It is required for appropriate thyroid function. And can't thyroid impact your weight? Healthy growth and development.
On October 21st, 1993, Yale University announced that it would begin extending health benefits to the domestic partners of same-sex couples. Universities preceding Yale to make this decision included Stanford, Harvard, and MIT.
I didn't realize they did that so early.
Yeah.
I was still in junior high in 1993, maybe high school.
In 1965, Walt Disney received the final script for Disneyland's largest project, Pirates of the Caribbean. 5 days later, dialogue recording will begin with performers J. Pat O'Malley and Paul Frees. Do you know who Paul Frees is, Adam?
The name sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you.
He is a legendary voice actor, but he is the ghost host at the Haunted Mansion at Disney.
Oh, okay.
That's Paul Frees.
Was it a script for an animated movie?
No.
Or was it a script for the ride?
Yeah, for the ride.
They have scripts for those rides? They don't just get in a room and improv a little bit and then...
No.
I didn't even know they say anything in those rides.
What are you talking about?
The Pirates of the Caribbean, you're riding a boat and there are these horrible looking wax figures over on the bank.
That say things.
Do they say things?
Yes.
Oh. I didn't remember.
Note to self, don't go on Pirates of the Caribbean when Adam is here in April. Okay.
You know what they should do? And it would save them a lot of money too.
What?
They should convert these things to VR.
Yeah.
Everyone just wears a VR headset and they have an Unreal Engine 3D environment that you see when you're moving your head around.
Okay. I'll bring that up to them. In 1921, President Harding publicly condemned lynching. Warren G. Harding delivered a speech in Alabama in which he condemns lynching, extrajudicial murders committed primarily by white supremacists against black Americans in the Deep South and elsewhere. So good for you, Warren Harding. Let's see. The Weekly World News this week, from October 21st of 1997. Meet the amazing dog face. It takes me a while every time that I see these Weekly World Newses to remember that Photoshop wasn't a thing in 97. Like right now, you'd look at these pictures and you go, these are clearly Photoshop. These are, you know, this is something that...
Well, they had to actually... cut things and tape them back together and then re-photo them or however they did. I don't know how they did things.
Here you go. The headlines on the Weekly World News. Meet the amazing dog face girl. And it's like any TikTok that you've ever seen where like someone is leaning down and their dog is resting on top of them. And, you know, so it's like I can clearly picture there's a dog behind her.
Oh, yeah, that could be. That could be. I could see them... the angle being correct on the photo there.
But this is, it's like she's just posing with her family in a clearly photoshopped dog face girl.
But not photoshopped because it's Weekly World News. And they didn't have Photoshop back then, so.
This girl.
Hey, Daniel, this new diaper lets you change your baby once a week.
No. How does that work, Adam? Tell me how it works.
Do you see the photo of the baby? The diaper.
Wait. Oh, is that on the front page? Oh, yeah.
It is. It is. Yeah.
I skipped right over that. Wow. New diaper lets you change your baby once a week. That's, I think what they mean is you actually just exchange your baby. You get poisoned by the shit and then you just go exchange him with somebody else. I think that's it. I think we've done it. I think we've done it with the Weekly World News. Is there anything else in there you wanted to see?
No, it's good.
You don't want to know the wackiest town names in America?
Well, I assumed you had I actually assumed that you had skimmed and looked for the interesting things, so I didn't bother to go further. You could.
There's a town called Knock'em Stiff, Ohio. There's a Kentucky town of Bug Tussie, Rabbit Has, and Monkey's Eyebrow.
There must be. I don't know any weird names, but there must be some weird names in Arkansas. There have to be.
I'm looking to see if I see Arkansas in here. I don't.
See Arkansas.
There's
either.
Also a morning sun and evening shade in Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Evening Shade was a television show.
Okay. Well, there's also one called Morning Sun. Yeah. Movies, you know, we're in the off movie season. It's like, I feel like the holiday movie season is coming up and there will be more recognizable things that we have in there. I have to hit this button right here, which slowly and silently fades out that music, and you don't notice because it's doing it so silently and suddenly. And
I think if you, it's just like doing a segue and then saying you're doing a segue. If you say, Do you notice how smooth that audio transition is? Then you're negating the fact that people don't notice how smooth it is.
Keeping it 100, Adam. Happy birthday, Kane Brown. He's an American singer. Also, happy birthday, Matt Dallas. Do you remember the show Kyle XY?
I do. He didn't have a belly button.
Yes. Well, if you do a Google search for Matt Dallas and look at images, half of them are just him holding up his shirt and showing that he does indeed have a belly button. Oh. But did you know that he was gay? I didn't know he was gay.
I think I did know that.
He's actually married to Blue Hamilton. I have no idea who Blue Hamilton is, but good for you. Kim Kardashian turned 42. Will Estes turned 44. And Ken Watanabe turned 63. Let's see. Anybody else? Judge Judy turned 80.
Oh, he played the king in The King and I.
Yeah. Judge Judy turned 80. Manfred Mann turns 51. And Carrie Fisher was born on this day, October 21st.
Dizzy Gillespie.
And Dizzy Gillespie. So from all of us here at the award-winning Mix podcast, to all of you who are dead or alive celebrating a birthday, happy birthday.
Oh, there's another one of those fancy transitions.
Yes. All right. I have to pop over here to get to the Trello to see what's left here. Oh, okay. This is really fast. Really, really fast. As you know, Adam, as you know, Zach just bought an iPhone and he's been on Android for since I've known him. And now he's gone. He's jumped ship. He's gone over to the iPhone 14. And there was some stupid conversation on one of the Discord servers that I'm in where they were talking about, well, everyone, of course, has an iPhone. And then Zach was like, no, Daniel doesn't. He has an Android. And all of these iPhone people were chatting in there, talking about how superior their products were or whatever. I didn't take the bait. I didn't engage them because it's my fucking phone. And as long as it works for me, then fuck you. But the thing I did take away from this was these people with these iPhones are like, I have the 512 gigabyte model, but I really need the 1 terabyte model. I have the 1 terabyte model, but I wish they made a 3 terabyte model because mine's completely full. And I'm like, how do you not know about cloud storage? Do you not like, what are you holding on your phone? Like, I have never had more than 128 gig phone and I've never filled up more than half of that space because I use Google Photos in the cloud. It's like whatever photos and videos I take get backed up to Google Photos in the cloud that I can still see on my phone at any time I want, but they're not stored locally on my phone. It's like
you're right.
It's like why would you need a terabyte of fucking data of storage on your phone?
Well, you probably don't need a terabyte, but let's so when I draw and I'm a weird use case. Daniel. Okay. As we say in the product management industry, the use case for me is when I drive the 10-hour round trip drive once a month, I want to watch something on Netflix or one of the streaming services while I'm driving there.
But even an hour-long Netflix show is only like 60 megs or something. It's not big. It's not like it's going to take up, you know.
So I download those things. So maybe they need to download. But you're right. I mean, they're cloud services. And so you don't, I don't really pay attention to the amount of storage on my phone, to be honest. It so happens that I think my...
I'm just saying, and, you know, this is probably an unpopular opinion, I find that people that use Apple products are just not the brightest bulbs, technologically speaking.
Are not interested in learning about technology. Yeah. They just want something that works.
They have no idea. Like, you tell them things. Like, you show them things in Microsoft Office and they're like, oh my God, I never knew that. It's like, that's how I feel like.
I don't have a problem with iPhone users, or I have an iPad. And I just like Android better. I have no desire to have an iPhone. I don't think it's bad.
If you would like to voice your opinion, you can do so. Call us on our voicemail line, 707-61-DEATH. You can send us an email, contact@mix-podcast.com. Also, voicemail-wise, you could also record your voice on your iPhone by going to http://voicemail.mix-podcast.com. You can just hit the record me button right there. You can do it on Android too, but all the Android users knew that. So it's like, I didn't need to tell them because they already knew it. Adam, we'll be back next week. Next week, Halloween weekend, right? Is next weekend Halloween weekend?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I was thinking it's also Mark comes back the next day.
Ooh.
So
Halloween weekend will be here. We'll compare what candies we're going to buy for the big holiday. So I'll see you then, Adam.
See ya.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.